Welcome back to Focus on the Community. I'm your host, Minister HT. Today's segment is a community informational spotlight. Today we're focusing on American Legion's first female national commander, who is none other than U.S. Army veteran Denise H. Rowan, and she's promoting her agenda of family first. Now, it's that time to invite us, the community, into Americans Legion's post home to show Americans what we are all about. There are families of deployed service members across the nation. There are Gold Star families who wonder if anyone truly understands their sacrifice. And there are young people in need of strong education, educational and patriotic assistance and lead in, educational and patriotic programs, and the American Legion family is ready to assist and lead in all these areas. Who better to bring us in the loop? Let's talk to the commander, and that's none other than Commander Denise Rowan. Good morning, Commander.
Good morning, Minister HT. It is a blessing to be with you today.
And a pleasure to have you, and I want to, one thing I left out that I want to bring back in, this all transpired last year, which was the 99th year, and now we're into the 100th year, and family is first.
Exactly right. Family is first, and I couldn't have explained the mission of the American Legion better than you already have, but I was elected at our 99th annual convention, and I look forward at the end of August, we go into our 100th convention, which will be in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We have big things planned for it, but we still, our American Legion was founded like almost 100 years ago on a very strong foundation of taking care of our veterans. National security was part of that, is taking care of our military personnel and their families. And like you said, children and youth and teaching about what it means to be an American. That foundation that was laid for us 100 years ago is still stronger than ever today. We just need, you know, tweak and improvement here and there every place we go. But our military families are giving so much ever since this war on terrorism began, and all of the wars that America has been through and fought for, and it's amazing the resilience that this nation has, and what our children of our military personnel are going through, just being there to support mom and dad, and our like you mentioned, Gold Star families. We don't forget about them. We know that the sacrifices that they've been through. When you look at the American Legion family, which involves the American Legion Auxiliary, our Sons of the American Legion, and our American Legion Riders, our Legionnaires have been through basic training, we've been through deployments, we've been through those times when we're away from our families and feeling lonely, and then our families here at home who are praying for us and hoping for the best and hoping that we come home safely. What better family to take care of our military families than those who have already been through it? And that's the blessing that we have.
Awesome. Now, tell us about the first time you tried to join the American Legion.
Well, the first time I tried to join the American Legion wasn't exactly the best experience, but it turned out okay in the end. When I went, I talked to a recruiter in the beginning, and they said, well, you know, women join the American Legion Auxiliary, which is a fantastic organization, and I am a member of the Auxiliary also, but as a veteran, I wanted to be part of the American Legion. And a couple years later, we moved to another city, and they welcomed me at that town with open arms. And it just so happened, just the other day, I saw someone who was from that original post, and he said, when are you going to come visit us? And you see, they have a picture of me up now, and on the above that picture, it says, she could have been a member of our post, and to remember that women are veterans,
that's
too.
Nice.
Yep.
Now, where will you be on Memorial Day?
On Memorial Day this year, I get the opportunity to travel to Europe, visit our military personnel who are over there, visit our veterans and our American Legion folks that are over there, and also see some of the military cemeteries. I had the opportunity to go over to Europe a few years ago and go to a Liberation Museum. And the tour guides there were children when the Americans parachuted in and saved their town and liberated them. The stories they told, the love for Americans, I couldn't have been any prouder to be an American than I was during that tour of a Liberation Museum over in Nijmegen. And I'd learned so much history while I was there. And it gave me the opportunity to come back to the United States and talk to the World War II vets and tell them how much they are still appreciated for all of the work that they did while they were serving overseas. It's an amazing opportunity that I really look forward to it.
And I couldn't think of a better commander going over there to do it.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, where can we go for more information?
Oh, you can find out all kinds of information about the American Legion at our website, which is legion.org, legion.org. I think that's about the easiest thing you could ever remember, just legion.org.
You're right.
You could spend years there and not see everything.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier than that. And on that note, we truly appreciate you advocating and actually being the first female national commander and promoting your family first agenda. Keep doing what you do.
Thank you, Minister HT, and you keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And you heard it here on The Morning Show.